Thanks for downloading the podcast, guys. It is Josiah here, the second show for 2020, done and dusted. Boss Benny, he joined me for most of today's show. There was a bit of everything, to say the least. Got pretty loose. We spoke about the Royals. We had an update of what's happening over there. Somehow the conversation ended up going to picturing the Queen in a bikini. I have no idea how. I'm pretty sure that was my fault. Guilty as charged. You'll have to listen to hear that one. I'll put it in pretty soon. I spoke to Medusa. They're an Italian trio. Play a couple of songs that you'll know when you hear the chat. He barely spoke any English, so that was an interesting radio one. Get that one nice and short. Plus more facts over coffee. I got pinched on the butt by a girl last night, so I tell Benny about that, and we divulge into why she did it. Had a bit of everything this catch up, so enjoy it, guys. Thanks for downloading. Chat to you tomorrow. Boss Benny joins me now, and the royal family, it is all happening over there at the moment. Over the weekend, there was the rumours first started circulating that Mexit is happening. Meghan Markle wants out. Prince Harry's going to join her and give her a hand. Boss Benny, are you across this at all?
Let's for those that don't know the story, right, and again, I'm actually not as educated on this, so what I'm about to bring to the table is just like for fun, right? But in a nutshell, they want to leave their duties in the royal family. Is that correct?
Yeah, and they want to do their own thing. They want to move to Canada. They want to support whatever she wants to do. They want to cut ties from the royal family, which means cut money, cut everything, which is very bizarre. Go out and do their own thing.
All right, so everyone can have their own opinion, right? And I'm not giving an opinion today. What I want to talk about, right, this is a big decision for them to make, right? But you think about, like all of us, you know, most of us across the Golden Valley would have a husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, right? Or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you've got. Think about it when you're at home at night, you're sitting on the couch, and you're having a beer and you're talking with your partner. Like, they're just the day-to-day combo. Do you reckon they would have that?
What? As in they're just kicking back on the couch watching The Price is Right or whatever.
Yeah, like, you know, like imagine they're kicking, Price is Right.
Well, that's been going for 20 years. But
let's pick a 90s program that doesn't even exist yet. Yes, they're watching The Price is Right. It's
Deal
only
or
just
no
made
deal?
Its way to England. Oh, is that over there, is it?
Actually, she was on Deal or No Deal.
Was she?
Yeah, she was one of the models that held those little briefcases before she was famous.
Good hypothetical. Okay, so they're sitting at home and they're watching Deal or No Deal, yep. Right? What's their drink of choice? What do you reckon they would drink? And because I'm trying to bring them down a peg off the royal thing. Are they just commoners?
Is he just drinking a, you know, like a Carlsberg in the bottle?
Let's put him on the tinnies. Harry's on the tinnies. Oh,
so Harry cracks open a VB tinny.
And his wife's on the Prosecco. Right, let's just humour this stupidity I'm about to say, right?
So Meghan Markle's cracking open a bottle of Passion Pop.
Yeah, she's on the Prosecco. He's on the cans. They're watching Deal or No Deal, right? And then Meghan turns around to Harry and just goes, I reckon we should just leave the Royals. And he goes, what? And then she would say, well, you know, your grandma drives me nuts. Or
yeah, you're the mother-in-law.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but where was the last time you spoke to your brother? I reckon we just butt. Like, do you reckon they had a normal conversation around leaving that level?
Let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
Every family or most families have issues, right?
Yeah, it's not 100%. This is why I'm putting the table because I know how me and Mel are at night.
It's
about
a normal
families.
Thing, right? Because everyone's got, you know, family members that are pain in the old backside.
Exactly.
So maybe this is just an extended version. It's just on the world scale.
Like, on the world scale, it's like, Meghan and Harry, they're exiting the Royals.
Have you seen
home, it's just like, your brother drives me nuts.
Yeah. Hey, Harry, Will is an absolute tosser. You know what? This royal stuff, I'm done. Have you seen Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yeah, great show. Yeah.
Remember Raymond's mum, how much she drives his missus,
yes.
And she ends up moving across the road.
I don't know, the Royals didn't. Yeah, exactly.
That's Meghan, right? Because Harry doesn't have a mum, Lizzie's stepped in as a mum. I reckon Meghan and Lizzie just don't like each other.
Yeah, and see, and then if Harry, let's just put Harry in the everyday Aussie, right? If he's like me, I give in to my wife because it's not worth the pain in my backside, right?
Well, yeah.
So, right, you're just going, all right, I'm fine, I'll just do it. So do you imagine, like, that's when they've decided to exit and he's like, fine, just get off my back.
So Harry's all good. He's like, yeah, Nana's a bit annoying every now and then. Will, my brother, we're brothers, we wrestle from time and time again. Meghan doesn't stop whinging. You know what? I'd rather her stop whinging. Yeah, let's bail to Canada.
Yeah, that's the thing. See, I agree with my wife a lot. Oh, hang on. This could get me in trouble. No, you know what? Stuff it. Yeah, you just agree with your wife. This is what, this is the honest first thing I thought of when I saw this story, was just had they had that normal, everyday married Aussie conversation.
I just love picturing the Queen as the mum from Everybody Loves Raymond. What was her name again?
Oh, Maria.
Maria. They
kind of Maria?
She kind of looks the same, don't you reckon?
No.
They both have those little grey bobs.
Yeah, but the whole body shape's totally different.
Oh, how do you know what the Queen's body shape looks like?
Well, you see her in those dresses.
Mate, they're not.
That's not, no. Let's, you guys, this.
Hang on a second. We're definitely going off track here. But when does the Queen ever wear a figure-hugging dress?
She doesn't, really.
How do you know what her body's like then?
Well, yeah, but get the same with that woman off Everybody Loves Raymond. She never wore, like, you never saw her in a bikini. No, I'm just saying. Why are we talking about this? This is like this.
Do you know what? Maybe this is why they're not talking. Maybe this is the exact conversation Harry and Meghan had, and the Queen overheard Meghan talking about her in a bikini, and now they're not talking anymore.
You know what? For sure. That's like, how did you steer me there? This is the one time, you know what Josiah did? He turned right, and I went, I'll follow him. Rather than turn left and go, no, I'm not in on this.
Mate, now I couldn't stop.
I'm reversing back from this conversation.
I couldn't stop picturing the Queen as Maria now. Now I'm picturing the Queen in a bikini.
Yeah, see, I'm leaving you down this street. I'm reversing back to where we took a right. I'm out. Hey, right now though, Jay, I want just a quick interview with you, right? Would you say that you're a man?
Hey, it's my radio show, mate.
I know. I'm commandeering it for this little bit. Would you say you're a man of the people?
Of course I am, mate.
Okay. That's good. Would you say you have genuine fans on this show?
Oh, you'd hope so. I mean, a couple came up to me at Lizzo last night and said, oh, Josiah, nice to meet you.
Did they in Melbs?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got genuine fans of the show.
They're from your role. I mean, I wouldn't call them fans. I think they're just people that listen. I don't put myself above the people. You can't say, do you have fans? And then you can't say you're a man of the people. You're one or the other. I'm one with the people. I'm just one of the people, just happen to have a microphone in front of my face.
Yes or no would have sufficed.
Yeah, no.
Do people have a good experience when they're on this show?
Oh, I believe so, yes.
So all round, if there was a theme song around interacting with you on this show, would it be this one?
Mate, where are you going with this?
All right, I just wanted to build this up. Have a listen, everyone. This is brilliant, right? Cooper was on the show yesterday, right? And Cooper was a young fella. Yeah, he was a young little fella, and he was playing Meet Me in the Riddle, right? Just
Cooper from Echuca, right?
Yeah, that's right. Have a listen to how, again, just think about what I've just said and the experience he had on the Josiah Charlotte Breakfast Show.
Here we go.
This is the first bit. Have a listen to this.
Cooper's in Echuca, joins me on the phone now. Morning, Cooper.
Morning.
First caller for 2020. How does that feel?
Oh, that feels great.
What's wrong with that? How good is it? Cooper feels good about himself.
He's like, yeah, that's it's great. If we go back to where we were a moment ago, which was... we're not even close.
Well, if Cooper turned around and said bad, I know where you're going with this. But, mate, he said great.
Have a listen to this. This is how it wrapped up with Coops. This is the best. Honestly, I've listened to this 1,000 times. It's so good.
What are you up to today?
Oh, we're just
going to
do some golf later today.
Where do you play golf at?
Oh, down at the Rich River Golf Club.
Great golf club there. I've had a round there myself.
That's cool.
Mate.
Oh, that is the best thing ever.
Mate, this is the thing with me, right? And we've had this conversation before. The beauty of Josiah, speaking about myself in the third person, is you could come on this show and be a billionaire with a private jet. And I'll be able to ask you whatever question. Golf, mate, good on you.
Wonder what Coop has to say about that.
That's cool.
Right?
Cooper did not care less about your golf gear.
Coops could be, you know, an 8-year-old kid playing golf. You could be a billionaire. No matter who you are. You know what? The homeless on the street, doesn't matter who you are, I can find a way to relate with you. I'm good with conversation.
100%. Let's just hear this one more time.
Oh, down at the Rich River Golf Club.
Great golf club there. I've had a round there myself.
That's cool.
Hey, Coops, you're meant to invite me to play with you, buddy.
Unbelievable. Get up with Hit Breakfast. I wonder if people actually hear this part and they go, yeah, no, nah, not today. Or they just like they've turned over to, you know, whatever else. What else?
There is nowhere else to go. That's the problem. No, old boss Benny's got a fact for us. Time to switch over to nowhere.
That's right. Hey, look, let's get it started. Have you got some music for me?
Yeah, it's coming. I'm just going to make sure I play the right one this time because yesterday it was the Andre Bocelli. Remember we played the wrong one?
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that.
So did I.
There we go.
That's the right one, isn't it?
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Go and have a sip of your coffee because you can't do facts over coffee without coffee. That sounded like you just took a sip out of your water bottle. Oh,
the magic of radio. Was it coffee? Was it water? We don't know.
Oh, only
been anything. Whoa.
Only I know this one.
You know what's funny? So things are crazy here in the studio. Do you know when I first started my first ever radio shift? I was on my own. I was 19. It was 1 a.m. on a community station in Adelaide, right? So how many listeners are there?
The poor three people that heard that.
Some uni student, a cab driver, right? And I've like, and I've at 1 a.m., this massive bit of production goes to air, and I'm like, strap yourself in. Things are about to get crazy. But I didn't hook anything. Like, I didn't say, that was it. That was my starting ever line on radio.
Don't go anywhere. Up next, something huge is happening.
Yeah, and I just played a song.
Well, do you remember what it was when you came back?
Nah, and it was electronic music station, so I played like a trance song. Yeah, it was just gear up, strap yourself in.
Tomorrow on the show, do you have any audio? Because I would love to hear that.
No, because I used to be Benny E.
Oh. All right, Benny E, deliver some facts.
Hey. All right. The longest wedding veil was longer than 63 football fields.
63 football fields?
Yeah, so this is an American fact. So what's a footy field over there? What's
100 metres, isn't it?
Let's go that. Times up by 63.
I've been out of school for 12 years, mate.
I didn't back-check that fact. That's a lot of veil.
That's 630. No, that's 6.3 kilometres.
Picture this, and this is for the ladies across the Golden Valley. Think about when your best mate's just got married, right, and she's had one too many champagnes and she's on the dance floor. There's always one bridesmaid always following around picking up the dress, making sure that it's all in good nick.
But 6.5 Ks of people picking it up. It wouldn't
need a team.
Cars would drive over it.
She can't be comfortable walking with that on.
It would be too heavy to
walk.
That's
what I was thinking too. What's the weight of that?
I'd love to see the photo of this and how many people had to line the streets holding it.
Yeah, see, it's ridiculous. I don't like that fact.
Mate, that's your worst ever fact.
Why? Fascinating though, right? Okay, here we go.
Where'd you get that one from?
Google. Like, let's be honest, I don't do a lot of prep for these. I just hope they're right.
Oh.
Okay, some cats are allergic to people.
Really?
I was reversed.
Well, you've got a couple at home, don't you?
Couple of cats.
You're a bit of a cat man yourself.
Well, the cats, I don't know. You always hear people going like, oh, no, I'm allergic to cats. But cats are allergic to people.
In what way? So if I, because my dad is actually allergic to cats.
And what does he come down with?
He gets hay fever from
them. Yeah, it's like a hay fever thing, right? So what would cats get? I don't know. Maybe they could do the same.
Well, could they?
I don't know. It's like green tree frogs.
What about them, mate?
Now, hear me out. When I was living in Mackay, I would pick them up until I realised that apparently the locals told me that like the oils on my skin irritate the green tree frog.
Oh, come on.
This is what they told me. This is serious. And so if I'd go grab these things, I'd wet my hands first.
You're worried about what the frogs think of you?
That's a crappy story, I know, but that's how I know that fact. Thanks for that. That was good. One more. If Facebook was a country, it would have 1 billion more people than China.
That's crazy.
When you think about, like, what blows my mind with social media is, you know, when you see those things, there's like 3,000 videos posted on YouTube every day or whatever. Like, that's phenomenal. Yeah. 1 billion more people than China.
That shows how much of a power Mark Zuckerberg has. That means he's probably more powerful than the president or the queen.
Potentially. Do you still like Facebook?
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing to do on Facebook?
Uploading nudes.
Does he really? Would you really?
No,
they'd
I've never
get on,
done
they'd
that.
Be on that pretty quick.
They delete. I have a, how's this? A friend of mine, he at a former radio station, he uploaded a picture to his mate's profile of something that you shouldn't, a male appendage.
Oh, hang on.
He made that his profile picture.
On his mate's pic.
Zuckerberg saw it and banned his mate from 3 months on Facebook.
Okay, hang on. Put the music, stop the music for a second. Your mate had a shot of
something down there,
right?
Yep.
And he put it on his mate's page.
Yep, because his mate left his page open as like a Facebook hack, right? Uploads the picture. Within, I think, 5 minutes, Zuckerberg somehow found out about it. And
your mate's loose.
It.
Like, you know how you see in a workplace, someone will be like, oh, look, their Facebook's open. We should do something silly. Your mate went straight to, oh, I've got the greatest idea ever.
Mate, this guy, he's a dad.
Who's your mate? I don't trust him.
He's a dad with two kids as well.
Don't trust him.
He's about your age.
Yeah, see, and he should know better.
But
what would you do? What would you do if I did that to you?
Oh, I'd be devastated. Because imagine grandma and that seeing, imagine that popping up in their newsfeed.
Josiah Charles just added a photo. Oh, I can't wait to see what this is. Hey. Hit break.
Breakfast. Boss Benny joins me in the studio, and something happened to me at Lizzo last night, mate.
Take me through this, right? I want to know. You said what this girl did, if we did like roles reversed, it'd be illegal.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'd get arrested, put it that way.
What happened?
So I was at Lizzo, and the gig finished, and we're kind of waiting around before we went up to the rooftop at the Republica on St Kilda Beach there. Good spot.
Yeah, good spot. Good people.
Anyway, this girl kind of is walking towards me. I'm with my roommate, Morgan, who I took down to the gig with me, right?
She's a weapon.
And this girl, Morgan is a legend. She's one of the good ones, right? But this girl comes walking towards me. And mind you, without trying to sound like a pig, I'm going to say this.
I love he sets himself up. Yeah, go on.
Because I'm going to say this because...
Without sounding like a pig, go on.
What she did was way more piggish,
okay,
right?
Go on.
She stares at me in the eye and I kind of just gave her the smile. I'm like, I don't know. She's just looking at me. I'm like, this girl is a 10 out of 10. So I gave her a little smile back and then kept talking to Morgan.
Don't want to be piggish, but I just rated her. You idiot. Keep going.
How else do I say she was beautiful? Okay, she was.
You could just said she was a beautiful woman.
Okay, she was drop dead gorgeous.
Not odd. You know what? She's probably a 6.5. No, she was a beautiful woman. Sorry, keep going.
She could have been a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, let's not rate it. Mate, just, yeah, she's a good looking woman. We get it.
Right.
Good.
Painting the picture of how hot this
Thank
girl
God.
Was.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll
right?
Get
it. And she walks past me after smiling at me.
Yeah.
And then I feel, as she walks past, I feel my butt clench. And it wasn't me squeezing, it was her hand.
Oh.
And then she kept walking.
So she's giving you, like, it was a full cheek squeeze?
Mate, I've never had that.
A slap?
Mate, I've had everything, but I haven't had a bum squeeze.
Been a while since I've had a bum squeeze. Yeah, right.
Anyway, and I turned to Morgan, like, as in, surely that wasn't you. And Morgan's like, staring.
Yeah, why is your roommate slapping ass? Brilliant. Yeah, you go.
And I look at Morgan, and Morgan's looking back at the girl, yeah. And then she's nodding, going, you go, girl.
See, this is like, okay, let's.
And I didn't know. I was like, did she just grab my. And Morgan
yeah,
goes, yes, she did.
Yeah.
And she goes, then she turned around, looks at me in the eye, nods her head and smiles. Morgan nodded back, going, good work, girlfriend.
See, this
and
is.
Like, imagine
yeah.
if I did that to her.
That's what I'm about to say. Now, I know there's no girls in the room right now, but if you. Yeah, exactly. If you and I were out and about and, like, we. I don't know, you'd be the 10 out of 10. I'm the 3 out of 10, right? But either way, it doesn't matter. But if you and I did that, they would be mortified.
Yeah, unless, yeah, there'd be some girls that'd be cool with, but I presume. Imagine, right, if you rocking around some pub in town with your dad bod, right,
yeah.
Walk past a girl staring down, grab her butt, and then I turn around and go, you go, girl, or you go, boy. Mate, the bouncers would kick you straight out.
100%. See, this is the thing, right? There's like this new age thing, right? Where if we did that, right, we'd be in strife, right? But therefore, like, you just have to go into Instagram, right? And you'll see girls do it all the time, right? That, like, some girl will do something dirty at a party with a dude, and there'll be one girlfriend on the gram going, get it, girl. Like,
TikTok-ing
some loose
it.
Gear. Yeah. Just, and like, it's okay for that behavior. Or, like, you know, you'll see them do 3 shots and then slap a dude's ass, and there'll be one friend again, get it, girl.
Your
like,
girlfriend.
Loose. Yeah, exactly. But if I said, yeah, get it, boy. Which sounds really awkward.
The thing
to
is,
you,
like, but mate, but the thing is, roles reverse as well.
Yeah.
Like this is, and this is the thing. As a girl, they may feel uncomfortable, whereas there was not one part of me that felt uncomfortable during this experience.
So you're okay with the ass cheek squeeze?
Well, I said, did that just happen, Morg? She goes, yeah. I'm like, where do we find her?
Oh, see, you just ruined all the gags we just had. See, now you're back to where you started. So what happened in the end? Are you offended?
No, I'm not offended. We can't find her anywhere.
If you're listening to the lady that squeezed my bum last night,
yeah, who probably lives in Melbourne. But I just thought that was unbelievable. I didn't know that butt squeezing was still a thing because I used to hear stories like back in the day during like our grandparents' days and stuff. That used to be just a normal thing. You could grab someone's butt and it wasn't an issue.
You know, back in the day when a slap on the bum meant you're doing a great job in the workplace.
Our general manager, Alan, is Josiah. Seen your podcast, mate. Your numbers are through the roof.
Come here, mate. Yeah, just a big old slap on the butt cheek.
Mate, don't have the funds to
well,
give you a pay rise.
Alan's an old footy boy.
He
probably would have slapped his fair share of ass in the day. And I mean, like, no, but on the footy field, you know how they slap ass, you know, great job, Macca and Gavin and whatever your name is. No, blokes, let me just reiterate. Alan's a lovely man.
Oh, Benny Josiah, can't give you boys a pay rise, but here, let me grab your Jets crackers. Now, these boys have been touring the country for FOMO Festival. Medusa, they're an Italian trio. You know it from this song, Lose Control. Also, this being a piece of your heart as well. And they join me on the phone. Matty from Medusa, thanks so much for joining us, mate.
Hey, good. How are you?
You've got 2 more shows left with FOMO, one in Auckland one in Perth as well. Now, I saw you play in 2019. This is a crazy thing to tell you. I saw you play in Pristina in Kosovo.
Yeah, right. It was an amazing gig, that one. It was literally in front of 35,000 people. And I remember that gig especially because it was the first time when we played, we tested out the final demo of Lose Control. And in that moment, when we saw the reaction from the people, we said, okay, I think we got the follow-up of Piece of Your Heart.
It was. Honestly, for me, that was one of the best festivals I've ever been to. And you boys live were so, so good. How does our Australian crowds compared to the rest of the world?
They're more powerful. They really enjoy every track I played in every gig, in every city too. And the good thing was I didn't expect a reaction like that because, you know, in Europe, in terms of reaction, is different. They live the show in a different way. Not like a concert, but here was totally another way. I mean, it was really a concert. It was they were jumping and singing on every single track, and it was amazing to see that.
How cool is that? Now, Piece of Your Heart, it is the most Shazam song in Australia. How does that feel when you put out music and to know that people are hearing it and wanting to know what that is, that it now becomes the number one most Shazam thing? That must be a bit of an honor for you when you're in the country.
It's amazing. And we've been certified platinum two days ago on that track. So I'm loving Australia, not only because they love our track, but because it's a beautiful country, there's beautiful people, and it's so amazing.
Definitely. Well, you being Italian as well, we have a massive Italian population in our country. Where we are broadcasting right now on the radio, we have a lot of Italian people listening. Is there something you want to say in Italian to those people that do listen?
Avete il migliore caffè dopo l'Italia.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Have you got a favourite thing about Australia so far? Have you had time to go sightseeing as well as playing music?
Yeah, not too many times to do that, but we went to the zoo in Sydney and it was amazing. And then we sightseeing in Sydney, Adelaide, Brisbane too. Today I think we would do something in Melbourne, and we spent 2 days then in the studio doing sessions with Australian artists in the Universal Building, and that was amazing too. So we had time maybe to work in a different way with different inspirations, with different music, kind of music. So it's been great. We spend a good time here in Australia.
Beautiful. Well, we can't wait, mate. We appreciate you joining the show. We're loving your music, Lose Control, Piece of Your Heart, and you are touring the country for FOMO Festival. Thank you so much for joining the show. Enjoy Australia and have a lovely day.
Thanks for having me and for supporting our music, really.
Get up with
Hit Breakfast.
I wanted to come in here because this is a really generic topic, but it's a fun topic. And it's been brought to my attention not only by my wife, but also by one of our sales girls here. And the topic came up again because part of this role and part of the day-to-day stuff that Josiah and I have to do is come up with events and stuff and how they look. And during conversations, this has been come, as I said, a couple of times my way. Women are dirtier than men when they're put in a group environment.
Well, yeah, this came up in convo after yesterday on the show. You talked about getting the stripper named Man Schnitzel. But no, and your wife was appalled by it. But then the conversation then led to...
How does my brain function? Anyway, I still stand by Man Schnitzel.
Do you know what's funny? If you've just tuned in for the first time...
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
That is all legit radio. Yesterday, Ben spoke about wanting to be a male stripper. By the way, he's a dad with a daughter.
Said, if I ever did it...
You'd want to be called Man Schnitzel. And the conversation, was it sexy or not?
I'm going to say, right, now we've got to be careful here because it's you and me, bloke, right? There's no girls here to sort of jump
defend themselves.
But I'm going to share a story. And I just want your thoughts on it. I was working in radio just up the road in Old Albury, Wodonga, on the border. And we did this. It was a it was a great night. We did this cancer benefit night. Now, just hear me out, because I know, right? Cancer benefit night. And I'm a big. And to be honest, like I'm big. I'm behind this. My mother survived breast cancer.
She did.
So good cause. Really good cause.
Did Man Schnitzel turn up?
Oh well, this is hold that thought, right? Because Man Schnitzel might have made a guest appearance. No, the night went really well. It was a big dinner, lots of drinks. All money raised that night went towards breast cancer. It was a brilliant night. Then my co-host had a bright idea. Let's auction off Benny, and you can do what you want with him.
Huh? What do you mean, what you want?
Like, just whatever. He can come clean your house. Right. He can come serve you drinks for the next half hour, but you own Ben for the next six
years. So you're like a slave to whoever bids the most amount of money for you. That's
so
a good
basically
idea.
Like, anyway, there was a table of women, right? And it's just, there's a table of women. And I'm not going to lie, ladies, these ladies were lovely, but they would have been in their 50s.
Yeah.
Right? And they were on the champers. So they end up, as a group, they end up pulling like $600. Amazing, right? And I've done the whole, yeah, that's awesome. That goes towards charity. And so then like Christie's walked over with their prize, which is me. And it's not really a good prize, but I was the prize.
Did you know what you were going to do for them?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, at all. So you're about to find out.
And then they said, we want Benny to give us a table dance.
That's it.
Yeah, like right now, table dance.
They spent $600 for you not to come around and fix a door at their house or wash their car for them. They wanted you to dance.
So part of me kind of went, well, this is good. This is only going for 3 minutes and I have to do all these other tasks, right? Even though, as I said, it's for charity, I would have done it. But I'm like, oh, well, this is easy, right? So I got on the table and I started dancing, right? Until they're like, and this is what my theory is. Remember, this was a girl's night for breast cancer. The whole room, take it off, right? So women, right? So I was like, oh, okay. And I'm not like you, bloke. I've got a terrible rig, right? So I've got
dad
the gear off. Yeah, terrible. Small nipples all over the shop.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm? Have a look how small they are.
Oh, my goodness. We need to talk about that.
Yeah, like 5 cent pieces,
they
right?
They are so small.
So next minute, these women, like I'm on there. So I'm now topless and I'm dancing, spanking ass. At a charity gig.
Yeah,
see women. Dirty
well,
than men. That's
remember
my
last year I danced at the Sydney Hot Shots.
Do I ever.
And I was the only man in that room. And that is when I came back on the radio last year and said, women are way dirtier than men. I've been to Bucks parties, mate, and men are tame. Tame compared
women
to
together,
the women.
I know, they're shocking.
It's like they have one too many glasses or something, and then they just let rip.
See, on the sham. That's where Man Schnitzel's got a gig.
Yeah.
If I can bring back my stripper name, that's where it's got a gig. But I'm going to say, mate, without having a girl in the room, and I know there's no one here on that side to fight for it, I'm going to say they're dirtier than us in a group format. Hit breakfast.